Talking about the big development area in Three Sisters, Smith Creek. I didn't realize until I actually saw a map of it how big this area actually is. It stretches from sort of the edge of development in the Stewart Creek area now all the way to the Dead Man's Flats overpass.
This is the biggest chunk of undeveloped land I think we have in Canmore. It's like the unfinished conversation that started in the 90s about Three Sisters. And guess what? It's no longer the mid-90s and things have changed.
Yeah, and one of the things that has changed, I think, is the fact that the community really wants to get in on the ground floor here. And that's sort of what I believe the town is trying to address with this new community advisory group they put together for the development of Smith Creek.
Took some time to get confidence with the landowners to go forward with a collaborative process like we've established. We're hoping that this collaborative process with a number of representatives from the community at the table will end up with a draft area structure plan that resonates more easily with the community.
I don't anticipate this to be necessarily a smooth ride.
But I like that we're having the conversation now. I like that they're bringing the community in at this point, you know, when the area structure plan is being put together, so that some compromises can be found.
I've sat in on a number of the early meetings of the group, and honestly, I find the conversations to have been positive and cooperative. Certainly, there's some hard issues, and we have to resolve some difficult issues in a way that the community accepts, and those discussions are happening with this group. There's a lot more to this discussion than just simply drawing a line on a map and saying that's where the corridor is.
Another conversation that has to be had is about the development in Three Sisters overall. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not just the ASP for this new section, but how about the golf course that's undeveloped? Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about the resort center? Yeah. How do all these things fit in? What is the time frame? Because the resort center, it was supposed to be built already.
Three Sisters, they're looking forward to having more meaningful input from the community as to what we would really like to see happen with that land once the corridors and all of that has been resolved. Now, the whole question around the previous area structure plans, the resort center, for instance, with the unfinished golf course, that's not front of mind on this in this process, but it's always a part of the dialogue.
The a big open house and your chance to provide input and even just find out more about what's going on with Smith Creek. Coming up here on Monday at the Coast Hotel, there'll be sessions between 1:30 and 4 o'clock and then from 6 to 8:30. If you can't make it, they'll be posting a lot of the information on their website, smithcreekcanmore.ca, the following day. And then they're going to be having sort of a working group the following week. But you have to have been part of the open house or be part of the discussion that, mm-hmm. that they've got going online to be a part of that. But they are inviting people to be a part of the discussion right now.
And just as a reminder, this process is envisioned to be a lengthy process. It's likely to be next summer before there's a finished area structure plan that would then come to the town for the formal approval process.
Well, I kind of like the long timelines on this. I mean, let's just take the time and let's get it right.